Unit 1, pages 30 to 31. Reading. The test, part 2. After the history test the next day, Mercedes spoke to Carlos. "Did you study for the test?" she asked. "No, I played basketball with some friends," he said with a smile. "Do you think you passed?" "Well, funny thing. The teacher didn't ask any questions about basketball." He laughed. Mercedes laughed too. "You're right. History has nothing to do with basketball." After school, they met at their usual place. "How's the brain?" Carlos asked her. "Still ticking," she said softly. "Let's go to the park," he said. "Some of our friends will be there." "I'd like to, but I've got to go home."
"Why?" he asked.
"My mother gets upset when I'm late from school. She needs me to help with supper and Miguel. Then I'm so tired, I can hardly study."
"Okay, you go home and work. I'm going to play basketball. Life is for living, not working like a slave."
He turned and walked away. Mercedes tried not to cry as she walked home. For the next 2 weeks, she and Carlos did not meet after school. Mercedes said she had to study. Carlos said he had to live. The night before the final history test, Carlos called Mercedes on the phone.
"Look," he said, "I called to ask you a favor. I just can't remember all that history. I need your help."
"Sure," she said. "Why don't you come over? We can study together." Mercedes was happy. She was glad to show her mother she could be a good influence on her fun-loving boyfriend.
"Well, that's not what I was thinking about. I thought you could help me during the test."
"You mean cheat?"
"Come on, honey. It's not murder. Good friends should help each other."
"Well," she felt torn inside. If she cheated, she would lose her self-respect and might get caught. If she didn't help Carlos, he'd fail and be left back a year, and she would lose him forever.
"What do you say?" Carlos asked.
"I'm not sure, Carlos.
If I can't count on my best friend, who can I count on?"
Mercedes felt very bad. Carlos made her happy. He brought fun into her life. She was so quiet and shy, and she didn't have that many friends. But with Carlos, she felt popular and part of the action. He was her friend, and she liked him. Could she let him down?